favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. The practice of the presentation to God of the firstborn male goes back to the time of the Exodus. In thanksgiving for deliverance from slavery and in remembrance of what God had done, the Israelites were told to consecrate to the Lord the firstborn child of every family. As it says in the book of Exodus, after the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites and gives it to you as he promised on oath to you and your forefathers, you are to give over to the Lord the first offspring of every womb. Giving over to the gods in the ancient world meant sacrificing something, usually by burning it or destroying it in some way. But Yahweh, the true God, is weaning the Israelites away from these primitive practices. So the Lord makes an arrangement to substitute something for the sacrifice of the firstborn. The tribe of the Levites are set aside to be a tribe with no inheritance, to serve as priests, as substitute for the firstborn males of all the tribes. As it says in the book of Numbers, when you have purified the Levites and presented them to me as an offering, they are to come to enter their service in the tent of meeting. They are the Israelites who are to be totally dedicated to me. I have taken them for myself in place of the firstborn male offspring of every Israelite woman. So the tradition continued to the day of Mary and Joseph of presenting the firstborn to the priest in the temple. And God had delivered them from slavery in Egypt, had made them a free people, and he had given them priests to offer sacrifice to free them from sin so they could live always in God's presence and enjoy the blessings of the covenant. So there is a very deep history behind this presentation of the Lord, and this was a joyful time for any family. But for Mary and Joseph, this joy is surrounded also by a dark cloud. They appear in this gospel along with Simeon and Anna. And all four of these people, Mary, Joseph, Simeon, Anna, they are all presented as devout Jews, and they are all waiting for something. The scriptures tell us that Simeon was a just and righteous man who was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And likewise, Anna the prophetess is waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. So they are waiting for liberation from the oppressive circumstances that had come to be part of the history of Israel. They are waiting for Israel to be freed from the political power of Rome. They're waiting for the holy city of Jerusalem to be returned to its former dignity as a light for all nations. And Mary is waiting for something too. Mary is in the temple for another reason. We see the Virgin Mother of God herself still bound to offer sacrifice to purify herself under the law of the Old Covenant. So Mary was considered unclean for 40 days after the birth of Jesus, as all women were, because of the blood that was spilled during delivery of the baby. That's in the book of Leviticus, if you want to leaf through the book of Leviticus in your spare time to learn all these laws of the Old Covenant. If a woman gave birth to a boy, she had to go through purification for 7 days. If she gave birth to a girl, she had to go through purification for 14 days. So Mary is waiting for the day when all women would be freed from the power of religious law that kept them in an inferior position, waiting to be fully respected as human persons created in the image of God. Simeon takes the child Jesus in his arms and thanks God, and then he speaks to Mary. This child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel. He is destined to be a sign that will be contradicted, and a sword will pierce your own soul too, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Jesus has come to confront the powers of the world. And as Simeon says, the powers of the world will not necessarily go down without a fight. The powers of the world thought that they could operate by the usual rules. If we kill Jesus, then our troubles will be over and we will continue. But Jesus is the sign of the triumph of the power of God's love. Jesus, as Simeon says, is the sign of contradiction, the sign of resistance to all negative forms of power in the world. The powers of the world always demand sacrifice, and this is how you can recognize them. In the power of the world, one person can rise only by sacrificing another. The power of money, which can make people so greedy that they're willing to give up anything in order to get more of it, sometimes even the love of their own families. The power of politics, people manipulating for power, wanting to be in control, destroying the reputations of people who are in the way. Jesus resists all these powers. The letter to the Hebrews tells us that Jesus was tested by all these powers, even by the power of death. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. He's able to help us who are being tested by these powers that we have to live in the midst of. By killing Jesus, the powers of this world judge themselves. Jesus gives himself as a sacrifice without sinning, without entering into the negative games of power, and so he destroys them, and he opens the possibility of forgiveness, of peace, and of love. He shows us that in God, power and love are united. And Jesus establishes the church to be the temple of his Spirit. In this temple, the only sacrifice that is offered is the sacrifice of service, of one person giving to another. In this temple, the rules of traditional power do not apply. One person does not go forward only if another goes backward, and one person is not in only if another is out. In this temple, we all go up together or we all go down together. Through those who follow Christ and are willing to share the suffering that comes with resistance, the sinful work of the powers that oppress humanity will be revealed. And Jesus has come to reveal the thoughts of all human hearts. So those of us who stand at the foot of the cross along with Mary will be those who help to reveal this truth. As we stand as a sign of contradiction and resistance to the negative expressions of power in our world, we will share the liberating mission of Jesus. As we refuse to cooperate with violence, as we refuse to disrespect the dignity of others, as we refuse to return insults for insults, as we refuse to get ahead by putting someone else down, as we love where there is hatred, as we forgive where there is injury, as we believe where there is doubt, as we hope where there is despair, as we offer light where there is darkness, as we rejoice where there is sadness, we will be instruments of the peace of Christ, and we will be those who prepare the way of the Lord. Let us now renew.